You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. Along with my associate, Pastor Darren Solano, we greet you here today. Happy Tuesday to all of you. God bless you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Tuesday. And those 30 minutes, be it 6:30 a.m. here on WWBC, 7:30 a.m. on 91.5 WMIE, or 5:30 in the afternoon in the rebroadcast of this program. No matter the time, I thank you for taking 30 minutes of your time to join me here on this radio broadcast, here as we sit under the authority of the Word of God. Now, here today and tomorrow, you're going to hear a follow-up from that sermon I just preached last week here at the church. We've been going through the book of Acts verse by verse, and we ran across chapter 5 last Sunday, where the Bible talks about this Ananias and Sapphira, two people who God killed for lying. And, you know, Peter said they lied to God. And they really, they lied to the pastor. They lied to the spiritual leader, which, in this case, unbeknownst to them, was lying to God. Maybe if God was standing there, maybe they wouldn't have done that. So that's where we left off. Now, I wanted to follow that up with how in tarnation did people like that end up in the church? And we've got an answer to that. The Lord Jesus gives us an answer to that. That's where we're going to be here today. Our text will be in Matthew chapter 13. This will wrap up tomorrow. We have Bible study tomorrow night. I invite you to attend one of our Bible studies. We're in the book of 2 Peter. We're still in chapter 1. That's tomorrow night at 6. We'd love to see you. But here today, right now, Matthew chapter 13, Mysteries of the Kingdom. And it's funny how he starts off saying the kingdom of heaven is like. And then he goes through a couple of examples. The one we're going to look at here today is how while men slept, God's enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. That's where we're going to be here today. Well, this sermon will wrap up here tomorrow. But enjoy this message here for today. Mysteries of the Kingdom. Liars in the church. Okay, Mysteries of the Kingdom. That's where we're at. I love the time that Pastor Darren Solana and I get to spend together in my office contemplating these things of God. We bounce things off each other, and we both learn a lot every week. Now, the pastor said to me the other day, and has said in the past, that the scribes and the Pharisees knew that Jesus was the Messiah all along. But Jesus told them point blank the same thing that I told you guys in here last week. I quoted to you John 8:44, where Jesus said, let me read it from the NIV. He said, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. Boy, don't forget that part as well. You desire to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Now, we looked last week at the demise of two people in the early church, if you guys remember. Their names were Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife. And in my opinion, this here is what really signed their death warrant and what truly exposed them
for who they really were. And the Apostle Peter said to the wife, after God had killed her husband, Acts chapter 5, verse 9, Peter said, How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, or behold, the feet of those who buried your husband are at the door, and they will now carry you out. Imagine that. Imagine conspiring together to lie like that. Why not just keep everything to yourself like it was in the first place? I mean, if it's all about money, then just keep all the money, right? Why even do that if it was all about money? You see, the answer to that question is a spiritual answer, because it digs deeper than money. If it's all about money, then just keep the money. Don't join that church. Join another church where the pastor's not going to tell you, sell everything that you have and give it away and come and follow me. Go somewhere else. I know a church in this county who says the greatest mistake I'll ever make is if I mention the word sin from the pulpit. He says, we don't talk about sin in this church. That's why we're doing so well. You always can join there. I mean, you had options. You had options. The question to this question has a spiritual answer to it. The devil himself has a vested interest regarding the things of God. He has a vested interest in the kingdom of God. He has a vested interest in the church of Jesus Christ. And his interest lies in trying to corrupt both of them. With Ananias and Sapphira, that would be having these liars infiltrating the church who sat around the falafel table together and conspired together regarding how they could deceive the spiritual leader of the church. The Apostle Paul warned us of evil people in the church, including and starting right here with the man behind the pulpit. Starts here with me. When you're going to look out for people like that who would lie like that to God, you got to start right here with the man behind the pulpit. Starts right here. So the Apostle Paul warned us regarding these people, spiritual leaders. He said, for such are false apostles and deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself. It reminds me of that old TV show I used to watch as a kid. Transformers, robots in disguise. Right, your kids still play with them, don't they? Transformers. Right, you start off as a head of broccoli and you end up as a grilled cheese sandwich. Transformers. He says, what are you even surprised at? For Satan himself, transform. That's the word metamorphe. Meta is a change of condition. Morphe is form. Just like Jesus, when he said he was transfigured before them and his face shone like the sun. To change form. All right, if they change forms, then how are you to tell? We'll get to the answer to that here, coming up here in a minute. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no big surprise if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Now, that's 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15. So these people, Ananias and Sapphira, it could have possibly ended up as leaders someday were it not for their being exposed as frauds and being dealt with immediately in the church. Now, back to what I said earlier. Satan has a vested interest in the kingdom of God, and he has a vested interest in the church of Jesus Christ. And I didn't want to say this, but I have to say it. Satan has a vested interest in Island Community Church. Sorry, but he does. Any church that's doing it right he's got a vested interest in. To infiltrate, you see, weave his little tentacles, this octopus, and destroy a fellowship. His ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness who are going to get it in the end. Now, Jesus calls this a great mystery. In Matthew 13, he tells us all about the mysteries of the kingdom. And in so doing, that's where we're going to be, by the way. Matthew chapter 13 coming up momentarily. In Matthew 13, he tells us all about the mysteries of the kingdom. And in so doing, he reveals to us that there is a spiritual fight going on behind the scenes to keep people out of the kingdom. And the main point I want to look at today, Satan has planted his own seeds into the kingdom, counterfeits, who look just like the real thing. Reminds me of one of my all-time favorite horror movies. I made my poor wife watch this nigh on 87 times. The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Thought you was married to your husband. See, everyone knows. You could spot me from 50 yards. Once Pastor Paul has a plate of broccoli, then you know it's an imposter and it can't be me, you see. Even though I might get all excited, I might claim to know the name of Jesus. A minister of righteousness deceives people. But you see, what am I really? See, some people, you get to know who I really am in a plate of broccoli or some halibut. Right, Danny? That's how you know I'm a fraud and an imposter. Robots in disguise. Now let's pick it up here in the 13th chapter of Matthew, starting in verse 24. I didn't want to say that earlier, so that means I better say it again. Satan has a vested interest in Island Community Church. Might not have an interest in the church that won't mention the word sin in the church. He's fine with that. If there's no pushing to get you to strive to look more like him, it's fine with that. I'll take you, Satan can say, I'll take you just the way that you are. Don't strive at all. You're fine just like that. No, we're not going to strive to live a holy life, to look more like Jesus. No, you just keep on doing what you're doing. I don't care, sin, schmin, what's the big deal? You fall right into his hands when you do that. What did Jesus say when they asked him, Lord, are there just a few people that are going to be saved? What did he say? He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. My wife's going to tell us, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Because many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. We got to strive. We talk about sin because Jesus wants to cleanse us from that. And we pray in my office all the time, don't we, that the power to change would be present here today. Because he wants us to live victorious lives. We'll talk about sin. But I'll tell you that you can have the victory over sin by the time you walk out of these doors at 3 o'clock here today if you're visiting. I'm only kidding. Huh? Yeah, the 3 o'clock part anyway. I'm not kidding about anything else. When I phone that in, it's time to get a new pastor. And he ain't going to be any different either. I promise you that. Now, Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 24. This is what the Lord told me last Sunday morning at 6 a.m. when I was standing outside my truck this morning. He said, and this is one of those few times when he intervenes with what I'm going to preach. Because I know where I got to preach. I'm going through a book of the Bible, verse by verse. I got to preach Acts 6, right? Next week, I got to preach Acts 7, if I like it or not. And then Acts chapter 8. Now, every once in a while, he said, up. No, you don't. This week, we're going to look at how people like this ended up in the church. How someone that could lie to God like this, how did they end up in the church? You had all the money. Even Peter said it. All this was yours. You didn't have to do this. Didn't all this money belong to you? You had the choice. Why do people, why lie like this? There's a reason for it. We're looking at the reason for it now. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. He says, another parable he set before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like. Dot, dot, dot. I love that. The kingdom of heaven is like. How will he finish that statement? What's heaven like, Lord? All fun in the sun, right? Beautiful sunny day. The smell of freshly cut grass. The smell of high-octane gasoline. Anyone else love the smell of gasoline? Isn't it just, I love the smell. Not too expensive to smell. You can go there and smell all you want. It won't cost you a dime. How about the smell of waffles on a Saturday morning? Or as Grandpa Jones would have it, deep dish apple pie. The kingdom of heaven is like. Now, what's he going to say to that? The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Now, verse 36, he's going to tell us explicitly that he is the one that's sowing this seed. You don't have to guess, he's going to tell us. So the kingdom of heaven is like me, Jesus, sowing the good seed of the kingdom of God. Good seed, like, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Good seed, like, blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted. Good seed, like, blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. Good seed, like, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they will be filled. Good seed, like, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So off to a good start, right? Remember, we're looking at how on God's green earth could two people possibly get and conspire together to lie to God for a little spare cash when they could have had all the money that they wanted. Why lie? Why go to a church that's going to talk about sin when you can go down the street and you'll never hear the word, right? Just go there. I don't trust you anymore. You're in my church. I don't trust you anymore. Just go down the street. You don't want to hear about sin, but you come here. You know what? I'm watching you now. So my friend Larry Lamb used to do to me all the time. I'm like, what are you, Mo Howard? I'm going to go like this, you know? You going to doink me or something? I'm watching you. You don't want the pastor to talk about sin, but you keep going to a church that talks about sin. All of a sudden, we've got a problem now. Until I find out what your motives are, I don't trust you anymore. Otherwise, why go to the church that talks about sin if you don't want to hear about sin? If you don't want to hear how you can live a righteous life, if you don't want to hear how you can make God proud, if you don't want to hear Jesus say, well done, good and faithful servant, if you don't want to hear that, then go somewhere else where you'll never hear that. You will never be stretched. Just go somewhere that'll never stretch you. And you're fine. Make those waffles on Sunday morning at 10:30. Verse 25, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sows good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and he went his way. Now a tare is this Greek word zizania, which I like to call lasagna. And it's a very deceptive weed. It looks exactly like a wheat. It looks exactly like a wheat, right up until harvest time. And then it exposes itself for what it truly is, a weed. A deceptive plant that at one time looked exactly like the real McCoy. Verse 26, now when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have this lasagna in it? So he said to them, an enemy has done this. Greek, that's ekthros, anthropos. You know what anthropos means, right? Anthropology. Ethos, anthropos. A hostile man has done this. Being who, church? Satan. While people were sleeping, you see, and they weren't paying attention, the enemy came and sowed these tares. So the servant said to him, well, do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. You see, you don't know the future. Maybe this person will hear this message today and make it right. You and I are unqualified to weed God's field. Thank God they didn't weed me out of there 25 years ago. They used to tell me when I was a kid, you're going to need an asbestos suit where you're going, Esposito. Thank God they didn't think I was a terror. Or you know what? Maybe I was. But the good news is, you can change daddies today while it's still today. Now, praise God, that's good news. You don't have to remain in your current position. If that's where you find yourself, we're going to see. We're going to look at some of the checkups from the neck ups so you can identify. Some people are tares and don't know it. Some people are diabolical who would get together and conspire together. Let's lie to Pastor Pete and let's tell him thus and so. It's Charles Stanley would call it, right? Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. And gather but, gather the wheat into my barn. Just like the invasion of the body snatchers. You got two people growing up side by side. The son and the daughter of God and the, what shall we call the others? Serpent seed? Jesus said that Satan was their father. Do with that as you will. John 8:44. Indubitably, after you. No, after you. In the movie, when the two were husband and wife, one would always figure out because the spouse always knew the original. They knew the real McCoy. Like a bank examiner knows the genuine currency and can spot a counterfeit. This, according to Jesus, believe it or not, and believe it because he says it, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Look around you, people. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like so far while it's still today. You see, this is why the word today is in the Bible, because you still have a chance and the opportunity to change the daddies. God had only one son, has only one son, but he's got millions of adopted sons and daughters. People adopt other people's kids all the time. This is what the kingdom of God is like. One is legit, one's a counterfeit. One of you is a child of the king, a seed sown by the Son of God, and one of you is a secret plant sown by the devil. Jesus says, you will know them by what they do. You'll know them by their fruits. I'll spot you right away by where you stand. Just let me at your Facebook page. Where do you stand? Lay person and church leader alike, where do you stand? It's easy now. Now that I've learned how to spot one, it's easy to spot. Let me see your Facebook page. Where do you stand? Gay marriage, where do you stand? I know where God stands, where do you stand? Homosexual priests, do you promote them and protect them? Reminds me of that old Roger Daltrey song. Who are you? Who, who? Where do you stand? See, I can spot a tear now from 50 yards. Where do you stand? Do you send a gay priest to another parish somewhere? Where do you stand? Do you downplay who Jesus is? Do you don't preach or talk about sin? Do you worship Jesus' mother instead of Jesus? Sorry, but it is what it is. Do you not believe in hell? Because Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. I'll spot you and expose you. You will know them by their fruits. If they look just like a Christian, you will know by what they believe and by what comes out of their mouth. Eventually, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Sooner or later, you're going to show everyone else what you are, a wheat and a tare. Where do you stand on that little list I just gave you? All who aren't with me are against me, Jesus said. He who does not sow with me scatters. Where do you stand? Now, before the Son of God gives us the understanding of this parable, he's going to lay two more really short ones on us. Matthew 13, verse 31. Another parable he put before them. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like... All right, here we go again. The kingdom of heaven is like, then he says, a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed into his field. So the kingdom of heaven is like a very, very small seed, which the Son of God took and cast all around him. So I was thinking about this. Seeing as there's wheat and tares, he says the kingdom of heaven is like just a tiny little seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a waitress at Longhorn's, whom you go up to and say, you know what? God bless you. You know, God loves you. The kingdom of heaven is like the bagger that works at Publix, whom you talk to and invite over to church. The kingdom of heaven is like someone who goes to the manager over here at BJ's Gasoline, sitting there in the red. You know what? I invite you to Island Community Church. Someone invited you. And the good news is, you know, so that's funny. Right in the middle of this, I was thinking of my daughter, because she has this mall ministry where she goes and shares the gospel with unbelievers. And she was upset because no one came by, only one person. And I was, by golly, I was right on this page. Out of nowhere, in the middle of my sermon prep, I said, oh, I got to reach out to Samantha. And I laid on her, you know what? All you need is just a little mustard seed. That's it. She goes, only one person came by, and they used to be an atheist. You see, what you take on the outside is, you know, but over here, really, you see, God can take that little. It's just as much what the kingdom of God is as having wheat and tares, and the Son of Man sowing, some not believing, the cares and the deceitfulness of riches choke out all these other bits. It's as much as that is you just sharing the smallest seed known to mankind. You know what? God loves you. You don't have to be Moses. And I know all of you here are really good at that. That's what heaven is like.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.